Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, well, it is 2020 after all, so we're going to be spending most of the show today. I just got a couple little things I want to get out right here at the top of the hour. And then we're going to spend the rest of the show with our good friend David Fisher. It is a full Money Monday update, that being the first Monday in October, the beginning of each month. We do a full Money Monday, so we got a lot to talk about. What's going on in the markets, anything going on with President Trump and his COVID situation and the markets. And then we've got, are we looking at a V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped recovery? A lot of news out there on the dollar and the debt and issues there. And just the other day, interestingly enough, 6 days ago, I shared this article with David Fisher from Landmark Capital, who's going to join us in just a second. UBS comes out and they're like, hey, you should probably get some gold 6 days ago. And whenever you hear that, when you take the wackos out of the conversation, and there's plenty of them out there, but whenever you hear that from major institutions, that's like, hey, that's kind of like a there's a hurricane on the horizon, or there's some weather that could lead to a tornado. That's a warning thing. Okay, when you hear major institutions, major investors like Warren Buffett, we talked about this maybe 6 weeks ago or so, who took a big position in gold, and just think, oh, okay, that means something. That doesn't mean they watched a James Bond movie and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, I'm in the mood for gold. That is a warning. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. A lot of going on. What's the Fed doing with this whole talk of digital currency, which we talked about last week, and then some of the fundamentals. But just a reminder, if you're here in North Carolina or specifically here in the Wake County area, I did include a few picks outside of the Wake County area, but in the general vicinity. Okay, so that's out there now. I put that a bunch of links up today on my Facebook page, both the radio page and my personal page. I just put a link up here on Facebook Live. So if you would like to know who I'm voting for, and I'll go out on Election Day, November 3rd, which is 29 days from today, believe it or not. Then go check that out. If you need some help and you want to, if you value my opinion, there you go. You can go look for that. Look at that yourself. So I've got that up on my Facebook pages. I just put it up on Facebook Live here. Now, if you go to my homepage, just thestevenobleshow.com, if you go there, and then we'll put a little link up near the top. But if you go to the bottom of the page, you'll see a little link for the blog, which is usually kind of where we do the Daily Dose devotional and stuff like that. But you'll see that that comes right up today, October 5th, Steve's 2020 election picks. That's me. That's not the radio thing. That's not Truth Radio. It's not any of the affiliates that we're on. That's just me, little old Steve Noble. And if you want to know who I'm voting for, so go check that out. All right, COVID thing is just continuing to be crazy. Of course, we had the president who's heading back to the White House tonight. So that's good news. Kellyanne Conway has it. Kayleigh McEnany has it. Both tested positive. Rona McDaniel has it. You got Tom Tillis and Mike Lee in the Senate. So that's throwing some curveballs, at least from the Democrat direction, at Amy Coney Barrett. And then Pastor Greg Laurie, I just found this out. This just released about 45 minutes ago, is tested positive for COVID. So this is still serious, and we need to pray for anybody that's affected by it. So we're paying attention to these things, and we'll continue to talk about it. Let's go talk to our good friend David Fisher, Landmark Capital, as always, landmarkgold.com. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, but that news is shocking about Greg Laurie, too. Wow. Yeah, we need to pray for our president, Greg, also, right, and many others, and many do others. Everything to, that God would heal our land.
Absolutely, and that's just another reminder, if you haven't upped your prayer game in 2020, you definitely should, and we can only imagine what's going to happen in these last 3 months. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. I feel great. I had some really, really good news. My BNP number from my cardiologist is completely normal. For those who know what is a BNP number, that's a number that says you have congestive heart failure. I was off the charts 2 years ago. I am normal. Yes. So I only have one little more thing left to go. And just great praise reports happening. So, yeah, I'm doing great. Feel great.
That's awesome. So great to hear. And for those of you that have been a part of the show for a while, you were a part of that and knew what was going on in David's life and had a chance to pray for him. And we've just seen God move, which is just awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that news. That's always so encouraging to hear that. Okay, let's do a little year-to-date update, and then we'll push through. We got a lot to talk about today.
So the Dow is down 3.3%. Of those three indexes, the only index that's down, the S&P is up about the same. The NASDAQ is the number one paper index, up 22.5%, and we all know that's because of the Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google represents now 40% of the index, and still 95% of those stocks are at level, flat for the year.
Yeah.
Gold and silver, number one and number two. Gold up 25.2%, and silver, the leading the charge, up 33.2%.
Well, it's cool that you said that, and to remind, just a reminder, just a little dive into the Noble family environment right now. We're buying a house, we're selling a house, we're moving. Our father-in-law is going to be with us more, and so we needed to get a little extra room. And so, you know, we've had to deal with our safe and other things in our house. We're going to move in a few weeks, but it was nice, David, to encounter the gold and silver that we have in our possession and to know that it's gone up 25.2% and 33.2% respectively. It didn't feel any heavier actually, but it in value wise, it was heavier. So when I found that, I knew where it was, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. We're having a good year with our gold and silver. Praise the Lord for that. So it's good to hear. Always what's going on there, and just a fascinating year. Let's talk about, we talked about COVID, and of course, with the president coming out with COVID, then going to Walter Reed, and then he's been doing very well, headed back to the White House even this evening. They just announced that recently. Did that have any effect? Because the market's up pretty good today, 465 points.
If you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't have seen it. But yes, it did, a blip down and a blip up. So shortly after President Trump and First Lady was tested positive for COVID-19, U.S. equities, specifically in the Dow, went down 500 points. This is while we all were sleeping on Sunday, or Saturday night, excuse me. Small caps did the worst. Gold spiked during that time. Treasuries, the yields reversed last week's rise. They went down and were flat from the big movement we had last week.
Yeah.
Then it all turned around again. You know, we have the optimism of a COVID vaccine. We have an optimism of economic recovery. Optimism of physical stimulus. Hopefully we'll get that. Maybe not. That's another thing they're fighting about. We have another category, optimism of President Trump being discharged, and that optimism is coming to reality. So our prayers are being answered. So when that came out, then the markets went up again on Monday.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I'm going to put you on hold, David. We're talking to David Fisher. When we come back, I'm going to ask him a quick question about precious metals of gold and silver. Do they ever react emotionally like the market does? Because the market goes all over the place based on the news headlines. Does gold and silver do that and a bunch of other stuff? We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's Monday, October 5th, so we're doing a full Money Monday today with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. As always, great information and education available for you there. If you've never had precious metals, and as you hear more about it all the time, UBS just last week came out. This is like 6 days ago. I shared that article with David. They're like, yeah, you probably should get some gold. That sometimes it's lunacy when you hear this stuff. There's plenty of wacky websites out there and things that you hear on the radio or on the web, whatever. Of course, we're not dealing with that. We're always talking about diversification. You have your stocks, you have cash, you have real estate, and you should have some precious metals, especially in this environment when our country is not getting in better shape. It's getting in worse shape, whether Trump wins or not, because of our debt, the power of the dollar, the control of the Fed. There's a lot of things going on that do not paint a pretty picture for the future. And that's where you need diversification. You need to be smart. So if you've never gone down that road and considered these things, then that's a great thing that you can do with David and his team. They're not going to beat you up or tell you what to do. They're just going to give you information. Then you pray and you make a decision on your own. LandmarkGold.com is the website, as always, for David and his team. Or you can call them at 844-879-8882. And just a reminder, if you're here in the Wake County area, anywhere in North Carolina, when I put out my picks every year, which I just did today, they include statewide races and North Carolina State Supreme Court, things like that. But everything that we can vote on, if you're here in the Wake County area or around Wake County, North Carolina, those are handy. You know, I've earned that trust over the years. People know how I'm going to vote. They understand I'm a biblical conservative. And they go, okay, Steve, I'm going to see what Steve's doing. Well, that's available. So that's on Facebook. And you can go to the Facebook Live post today. You can go to my personal page. You can go to my personal Facebook page. You can go to the radio show Facebook page. I'm not doing these on behalf of anybody else. This is my picks. And then also on the homepage, if you go to thestevenobleshow.com, just go to the bottom of the page, you'll see blog posts down there, and then you can get to it that way. We're going to put a little, we'll put a little banner on the top of the homepage today, so it'll make it easier. But people appreciate that help. And I've had some wise, Christ-loving conservatives in my life for years who I would go to for help before. We still talk amongst ourselves, and what about this? What about that? What are we looking at here at these different elections? And there's great wisdom there. So I try to share that every year, which I did earlier. Let's get back to our good friend, David Fisher. There's a lot to talk about, David, and thank you again so much for your time and helping us understand these complex issues. I wanted to ask you before we dive into the next point, because we're going to talk about a V-shape versus a U-shape recovery in the business sector. But does gold and silver kind of, is it kind of hyperactive emotionally like the market does? Stuff goes on in the news. Trump does a tweet and the market can go wild fluctuations based on the headlines of the day. Does gold and silver do that a little bit, the same amount, or not much at all?
Sometimes a little bit, mostly not. It's kind of, I tell people when they buy gold or silver, just think of this as boring. Think of it as like buying an insurance policy. You just forget that you have it, but it's there just in case that you need it, you know. So when the news is really bad, and I'm not putting this in the category of President Trump having COVID-19. Yeah, that's not what I mean. What I mean is if there's some economic financial news that's really severe, like we had severe news ongoing in 2008, and gold went on a multi-year one rally, and you know, and it was being bought aggressively by central banks. So the reason it's not so volatile, because you don't buy and sell and trade gold electronically, it's a physical product, so therefore it's not in and out of the market, so it doesn't react the same way that a stock would or you know, a paper investment that way.
Yeah, that's thanks for answering that. I was just curious. I knew it could if it was bad enough going on, but yeah. I didn't know because the stock market can be so jittery and jumps at all the different things, especially when you look at overnight and the futures. You're like, okay, it just kind of tracks along. Then it calms down. But yeah, that's a great analogy. That I don't believe me, I can't tell you the last time I looked at my insurance policy. I probably do it once a year. But it's a buy and hold, and it's a long-term position. It's part of diversification. Thanks for that. Okay, so in terms of the business environment in general, David, I know the president, a lot of us would love to see a V-shaped recovery and just come skyrocketing out of this train wreck and this deep hole we dug for ourselves with our COVID over-response. But does it look like it's going to be a V-shaped, or is this going to be a U-shaped? Some people, I think Biden said it's going to be a W, so it's going to go down and up and down and up. But what's it looking like based on the fundamentals out there?
Well, obviously, we live in a very complicated, a complex time in the terms of many aspects, politics, economics, and health, in our every facet of our society. We had good news last week. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the U.S. added 661,000 jobs, monthly jobs, through mid-September. It was short of the forecast of 850,000. So we're recovering. It's just taking longer than we thought. And when you look at in a little bit closer, the U.S. factory orders were disappointing in August. They went up really nicely in July, 6.5%, and they only went up 0.7%. So it's starting to slow down is what I'm saying. So this V recovery is more like a stalling recovery, and it's more like a K recovery. In other words, there's one sector that's going up and another sector that's stalling or going down, and it's the small-time business owner is having the hardest times while big corporations, for the most part, are doing fairly well. Bankruptcies are through the roof. 6,000 retail outlets have closed their doors this year so far, and small business firms have also accelerated into bankruptcies. They soared in September.
Oh, man.
There was an increase of 48%. Or the same time of last year. So we're not having this big economic recovery, and what's happening is people are using their money that they've been saving up, and the report came out from the Bureau of Economics Analysis, the BEA, saying Americans burned through a staggering $724 billion in annualized savings in August. What that means is about 60% of personal savings built up in the aftermath of COVID stimulus have now been used up. So There's people are coming to the end of, I don't know what I'm going to do next, and there's no official stimulus. There's a $2.2 trillion bill before that was passed, but it is probably not going to get put into a pass completely on both sides of the House there and signed into law because the numbers are too far apart. So it's going to be a longer-term recovery than what we mostly expected.
Yeah, and you see it across different industries. I mean, that 6,000 retail outlets gone is just staggering, but there's a lot of the other ones that are just holding on, mm-hmm. a lot of small businesses. There's a lot of little restaurants and mom-and-pop places around here where I live that we know are gone, and you see that in the malls. And then NBA, which is kind of shooting itself in the foot. I mean, the game just the other night was down like 62 or 64% over the previous year in terms of viewership. And I keep saying there's so many different dominoes lined up behind this, David, behind our COVID response, that they're going to keep falling, and they're going to keep falling for a while. That's why I think the V recovery was nice for big corporations and some folks like that. It can work. But I think for the vast majority of the businesses in America, the small businesses, it's going to be you, and maybe that's at best. And thanks for clarifying the K thing. I didn't quite understand that when I heard it.
Yeah, so there's a big dichotomy between Wall Street and Main Street, and, you know, that's unfortunately seems to get more implemented the farther they go. As time goes on, the farther they get away from each other, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's a sad state of affairs and something else we need to pay attention to. And just remember, everybody, you're always being sold. Clickbait's out there. Everybody's trying to get you to come look at their website so that they can increase their advertising dollars. But you have to be steady and committed to the search for truth, which is why David's here helping us out each Monday. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back on the break to continue our money conversation.
So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough,
welcome back to Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, thestevenobleshow.com. If you're a podcast person, you can grab the show from the podcast. Pretty much every regular, all the big podcast platforms has the show on there, so you can subscribe there and go back and find if you missed the show. And listen, most of us don't live based on live schedules anymore. Like you watch your stuff whenever you want to. Netflix, Amazon, TiVo, Bevo, whatever it's called these days. You watch it when you want it. And the same thing's true for radio. Now the only thing out there, I mean, you still have people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck because they have such massive audiences, or hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, that their live programming still grabs a lot of people. But there's a lot of people that listen to Rush Limbaugh on the podcast. Grab it later. I get it. I get what I want when I want. It's all on your terms, right? You're like on the throne now when it comes to media. So if you want to get the show that way, you can just grab podcasts. Okay. Same thing with the Who Is This SOB podcast. And we're working on hopefully the next episode of that, which will be the 10th one, is going to be with a former student of mine who's very much way more liberal than me. And a young man in college, and he was my intern actually for one summer, did a great job. And that was definitely a lot of iron sharpening iron. You want to challenge yourself, spend your summer every afternoon with a younger person who disagrees with you on a lot of political issues. And you're going to learn a lot from that, okay, about yourself, about them, about the process of trying to love your neighbor as yourself. And it'll actually be really good for your worldview and your political positions as they get challenged. It's the problem. Most of us don't have conversations with anybody outside of our own current positions. And so you tend to get lazy and weak. And then you're guilty all the time of confirmation bias. You just watch the websites, you read the stories, you follow this person, follow that person that you agree with all the time. And it's everybody clapping each other on the back, but it's like working out with 10 pounds all the time. You don't get any stronger. You can feel like you're getting somewhere, but you're not. Okay. Same thing with financial issues. You have to stay abreast of that, which is why we build this in regularly on the show with Money Monday updates. But on the first Monday of the month, like it is right now, we have a full show that we do with David Fisher. And David, again, thanks for being with us today. LandmarkGold.com is the website, as always, LandmarkGold.com for David and his team. Or if you want to do it the old fashioned way, you can pick up the phone. I'll even excuse you if you leave the show right now to go call him. But if you want to call him that way, 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882. And with that, I wanted to ask you this question, David, about, you brought up this next stimulus bill. They haven't decided on that, but it sure seems like they know they need to come out with something. Whether the Democrats want to wait and try to hold that back until after the election or not is yet to be seen. But it seems like you said, a lot of people are on empty now with the stimulus money that they got before. and the economy looks to be groveling for another one. So is that going to be a big factor in the market and in turns in gold and silver prices, whether that happens or not?
I think so, because, you know, if the airlines don't get another bailout, that's going to affect a big portion of our economic environment. And with them, you know, banks get in trouble. So it's not just like one little small sector of the mom and pops company. It's big sectors that are also need a bailout. And yes, there's a lot of people still out of work, around 8 million plus, 8.5 million people that need a stimulus check. You know, and I'm a free market, free capitalist.
Yeah.
I'm not a socialist. But it's like when you're sick, you got to get medicine. And this is the financial medicine. We'll pay, you know, the ideology is we're going to pay for this later on. The problem that we've always faced, and here's where the rubber meets the road. And prior to 2008, for every dollar the government spent, you would think they would get, you know, $2 or $3 return.
Something.
And they didn't. So for every $3 since 2000 to 2008-ish, for every $3 they spent, they only got a dollar return. So it's a losing proposition spending money. Right now, I just got the report, for every $7.42 of debt created, it only creates $1 of economic growth. We're digging ourselves into debt, and this is part of the issue why they don't want to just release money, because, you know, now they're saying, okay, let's fix this problem. Well, you got to fix your roof when the sun's shining, not when it's pouring down rain. We've taken the roof off. We took away all the bumpers of debt, and debt, you know, the debt ceiling has been obliterated. You know, we should have been talking about these things, you know, 3-4 years ago when we had a booming economy.
Exactly.
And under portion of President Obama, he had some booming economy, and a portion under Bush. It's not one president. I'm not throwing stones at our president, so don't send me hate mail. It is a lot of presidents, and now the numbers are staggering. The teeter-totters tip the other direction, and that's why we're like, okay, let's pull back. Well, you pull back on the area that people need most. It's this person that holds the economy together is the medium income wage earner, and they need the money most right now.
Yeah, really remarkable situation. I pulled up the U.S. Debt Clock, which I do often, usdebtclock.org. And back in January, David, with my students, it was the beginning of the second semester, this is pre-COVID, and we would talk about debt pretty regularly to get them aware of what we were doing with their credit card, as well as their kids' credit cards and their grandkids' credit cards. And back then in January, like, it's $22.3 trillion. That's really horrific. And now we just crested past $27 trillion and just skyrocketing past that. By the way, $27 trillion in U.S. national debt is $81,793 per citizen. So if you got six people in your family, mom and dad and four kids, that's 81 grand times six. So we're talking $500,000. And if it's just taxpayers, it's $216,000 per taxpayer. So if you and your spouse are taxpayers, that's 432 grand. That's your part of $27 trillion in national debt, which you won't pay, but your kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, it's going to fall on their heads. That's why this is such a moral issue, too, that oftentimes we miss out on that aspect of it, is how immoral it is that we're doing. And so with debt like this, David, what's that doing to the dollar? Because it sounds like there's starting to be a lot more people worried about what the dollar is, which is increasing the conversation about buying and holding some precious metal.
So I'm going to answer that. While I'm answering that, you click on the right side of the future and go to 2024, and then we'll see what that number is in a second. So the dollar's now having some problems. In
47.9 trillion. Don't worry. Okay. It's only 47.9 trillion, up from 27 trillion in the next four years.
So 20 more trillion in four more years. Okay. The number just came out that on the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities, 75% of every tax dollar goes to non-productive spending. In other words, we're not spending our money very well as a government. We are taking on more debt, and by 2050, there's a projection of our debt will be 246% of the GDP. We're, 108 now in the conservative number, and some say it's more like 136 when you add the unfunded liabilities. And they're saying the debt will be $121 trillion. So what's happening is there's the IMF just came out with the coffer report, currency of official foreign exchange reserve. In other words, how much of the reserves of the world does the dollar make up? Simply put, how important is the dollar in the world today amongst big central banks? That's the key question, because if they don't buy our dollar, they don't buy our debt. They don't buy our debt, we can't keep this debt system propagating.
Right.
That's how we finance this. The Fed cannot be the last only big central bank buyer of debt and sustain this debt. It's an impossible thing. So the report came out. And Goldman Sachs is commenting on it with their observations. Bank of America writes also the echo of Goldman, and it says that the dollarization theme appears to be intact. In other words, the world is moving away from the dollar, big money, world central banks. There was a movement slightly towards it during COVID, but there is a much bigger movement towards gold, and there's been a bigger movement towards gold in the last 2 years, according to the IMF Reserve Coffer Report, which is a very well-respected and liable. It's not fake news, okay? Central banks are moving aggressively towards gold and moving away from the dollar. So the dollar, if we don't get this under control,
yeah,
this is why we're going to have some problems. Maybe this is why that article you found, UBS, on the 29th of September says, UBS says you should buy gold now. And it's a regional chief investment officer named Kelvin Tay is saying it. The day that came out, Wells Fargo also said the same thing.
Jeez.
The time to buy gold is now, says Wells Fargo. Real asset strategy, John LaForge from Wells Fargo. Also, Bank of America said buy gold. So the banks are telling us to buy gold. I never heard prior to 3 years ago banks telling us to buy gold.
Right.
Something is up.
Yeah, and then, like I said earlier, that's a yellow flag. That's a warning. People are seeing it. That's like, hey, there's something going on out there in Atlantic, and it looks like it could turn into a significant hurricane. So you might want to start dealing with that and preparing yourself for it, because there are, unfortunately, there are some people along the coast. This happens every year, David, that are like, yeah. And then whammo, they lose everything, or they lose most of everything. It can be very tragic, which is why we're talking about this. When we come back, we'll talk about digital currency, because we started to talk about that last week. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then we'll finish up our conversation talking about the fundamentals that drive gold and silver, because all these places saying you should probably have some of this. It's a good hedge against the craziness that we're in and what's coming. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. By the way, the rest of it, we got a pretty heavy week going on this week on the radio. We've had a lot of those lately. So tomorrow we're going to spend some time with Gianna Jessen. She's going to be working with the North Carolina Values Coalition. A lot of these great organizations are having to do virtual get-togethers and virtual banquets, so that's what's going on for our friends at NC Values Coalition. But Gianna Jessen is an abortion survivor. Okay, you do not hear from them very often, but you will tomorrow. So that's tomorrow on the show. Wednesday, this is Domestic Abuse Month. That is a big deal. It's gotten way worse under the COVID-19 restrictions. So we're going to be talking to Joy Forrest from Call to Peace Ministries on Wednesday. That will be a very important conversation. We're also going to talk to North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who couldn't be with us last week because he's got his crazy campaign schedule. On Thursday, the Concerned Women for America with the Amy Coney Barrett nomination have a bus wrapped, and they're going through battleground states. So they're actually going to be here in Raleigh this Thursday. Penny Nance, who runs Concerned Women for America, I'm going to go meet them where they're arranged for them to have a place to park the bus here in Raleigh. They're going to be in and out pretty quick, but I'm going to meet them there and do the show on site there, which will be fun. So that's Thursday, and then we'll see what happens to us by Friday. But today, a full Money Monday show with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. And David, we talked recently about the Fed releasing a digital currency idea. So give us a little bit of an update on that, and then we'll talk about some of these fundamentals behind gold and silver if we have time at the end.
So a lot of people are saying, why are we doing this? Well, our currency went from gold and silver to paper money with gold and silver backing it to paper money with no backing of it. Then we came across writing IOUs on check called checks. Then we went to a debit card for convenience, and then credit cards. And now the new wave is you know, digital currency. Bitcoin and a few other cryptocurrencies came out, and Coinbase out of San Francisco was the platform that most people used. And so the Fed is wanting to play the game and be involved in the digital currency as well as other central banks, because there's been such a rise in cryptocurrencies, a system outside of the banking system. So the Fed is jumping in the ring. They're creating this. They've been testing it behind the scenes. So the legislation has been proposed that each American can have an account at the Fed and get digital currencies. It's not implemented yet. But think about that. There's this fight between Congress. Should we provide stimulus or not? There wouldn't be any need for that anymore. That's one of the solutions, as the Fed is saying. That's what they talked about last week. They would just create more currencies out of thin air called digital. And many think that they might even do away with paper. And there's some research that says they would do away with having paper currency. So they would control this all electronically. You want to talk about a one world system?
Yeah, that's
crazy. We're moving there. That's where we're going. So it looks like it could be launched, according to Neela Richardson, who is with Edward Jones. He's an investment strategist. He's saying sometime next year, digital currency will be launched by the Fed. What does this mean? Oh, my gosh. They want to devalue your dollar?
Yeah, this is crazy stuff. This is really crazy stuff.
It sounds like it's conspiracy. CNBC is talking about it, writing about it. Bloomberg News, Financial Times, Barron's Magazine. It is all mainstream. The Fed has announced they are working behind the scenes. They are admitting to this. It's not a conspiracy. It is going to come out. It's just, will it come out in 2021? And how much of the ramifications will it come out? There's even talk in the articles that I'm reading that they would even do away with, you don't get a loan at your local bank anymore. You go to the Fed.
The Fed
becomes the bank. And worse, commercial banks might move to the side. We don't even know what the role would be. If we went digital, what role would you need for a commercial bank? It sounds wild, but you never thought we'd ever have digital currencies 30 years ago, and you didn't know what that was, nor thinking that we would go to a checkout register and put a card in there and buy groceries. Yep,
right,
that's pretty.
Right.
I can't even remember the last time I wrote a check. So it's become the norm. This is just the next phase. So they want to control your money. They have your accounts. They want to devalue the currency. They threw a stroke of the key pens. They want to inflate it. We have too much debt. We want to default on it. They want to seize your money through a bailout. I always wondered how this could happen. Now I wrote the report on it,
right,
and now it all makes sense.
Perfectly.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is not a government agency, but it was set up by the Fed, according to Fox News, and they are the entity that does the bail-in. They are at the Fed. The Fed sets up digital currency and does away with all the traditional monetary aspect. This is how they do the bail-in. It's quite simple.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And are they trying to sell this as modern inspiration and the world's going this way? Because they might sell it this way, but I think it's just flat-out desperation. That it's just the next level that we're going to monkey with the system in order to keep the regular people from overthrowing the government, because it's just so reckless. It's unbelievable. So is it inspiration or is it desperation?
I think they're inspired for desperation.
Jeez.
And so, you know, it's Japan's doing it. China's doing it. Europe is talking about doing it. There's so many digital currencies out there. They feel like they're behind the curve. It's all the readings that I'm seeing. And yes, they're monkeying with the system. Nixon monkeyed with the system by taking us off a gold standard.
Right.
Look at all the debt that we created. So this is just the next wrench that the monkey's going to be monkeying with. But this is a big, big wrench, going digital and not having our traditional monetary system. Now, the flip side of this, I'm not freaked out. I know it's coming. I can't fight it. This is why you got to get some gold outside of the system. You're not,
right,
not a conspiratorial thing. How would you want to have the Federal Reserve knowing where every last dollar that you own? I don't like that idea.
No.
So That's why you have some gold and silver in your 401k, your IRA, your retirement, outside of your retirement, not all your money in those systems. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, but don't do nothing either. Yeah. It makes sense to have something, especially this, we know we are headed this direction.
Now, are these type of the fundamentals, because we want to talk about this last, we've got about 3.5 minutes, but just the fundamentals behind gold and silver, and is it things like this, I mean, actual fundamental changes to banking and the system that we live under and what's going on a pretty global macro scale, are those some of the fundamentals behind gold and silver?
Yeah, so obviously the fundamental is the debt. We've been talking about it, this new wave digital currency coming. The main fundamental is central banks are buying aggressively a whole bunch of gold, and the dollar's moving away from being the world reserve currency. Unfortunately, China's dumping dollars. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. They made a big announcement on September 7th. So they're dumping a massive amounts, $880 billion of their currency, 25%. And I don't think they're going to stop there. So the world is backing away from our debt. The Fed is trying to create a new incentive for the debt, and when you move from one currency to another, you devalue the currency. Historically, that's what happens, and they got to do something. They're going to have to inflate massively, devalue massively, or seize massively, or a combination of those massive, unfortunate things. This is why you hedge yourself against this, and that is why gold and silver is the number one asset, because we're moving towards massive uncertainty. Something is going to give in the next 2 to 4 years is what the central banks are telling us by their actions, because they bought a lot of gold in 2005 and 6. Look what happened in 8 and 9.
Yeah, yeah.
They bought a lot of gold in 2018 and 2019, and they're definitely buying a lot of gold this year, so you got to follow what the big money is doing. They're telling us by their actions something's getting ready to happen. If you sense in your spirit something is wrong, don't ignore that. It's wake-up call. It is telling you, like Steve has said, get something else on the other side of the teeter-totter. You explain it better than I do. But that's all this is. You're just following what your spirit is telling you. Diversification is a key role towards any sort of financial calamity, and we're going to have a financial calamity, and this one coming up will be at the heart of the financial system because of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, and it's important. You mentioned this early, David, and I think this is such an important point, especially since we're, 29 days out from an election, that these problems have been occurring and this stuff's been getting set up across different administrations. So whether you have an uber-liberal or an uber-conservative in the White House, we've been barreling down this road with both kinds of pilots, both in the executive branch and especially in the congressional branch and in the legislative branch. So it really isn't a problem that goes away with one party or the other. Both parties are complicit. Both parties have been at the steering wheel as this thing continues to drive deeper into the ground. And so don't put all your hope in the next election. You have to be wiser than that, which is why we talk about this on a regular basis. For people to get information, David, just one last invite so they can start getting them an understanding of what's going on here with the bail-in, with just the use of precious metals as an aspect of your portfolio. What are some things that they should do?
Well, they should just have a conversation with one of my representatives and get one of the packets to learn about this, because wealth is knowledge. And they can call us simply at 844-879-8882, and there's no pressure at all. And that's one of the adherence to the principles that I live by. Give people facts, treat people with respect. People are smart enough to figure out what they know is best for them. We don't need to tell them. But 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Excellent, David. Thanks so much for your time today. Always so helpful and informational. I really appreciate you. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you next Monday.
God bless you, Steve.
All right, buddy. Talk soon. Thanks so much. And remember, tomorrow, pretty heavy-hitting week again. We got a lot going on the radio, as always, and that's just what the season calls for. We'll spend some time tomorrow in the second half of the show with Gianna Jensen, an abortion survivor. Okay, she's going to be doing the virtual banquet for our friends at the North Carolina Values Coalition. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on Wednesday. This is Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, so we're going to do most of the show on Wednesday about that. Thursday, we'll be with Concerned Women for America coming through town with their big wrapped bus to help push the nomination and confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Big, big issues, existential things going on in our country. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.